Indeed, we have revealed this Quran in the night of power, this revelation. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will explain to you what the night of Qadr is, what the night of power, or the night of honor, or the night of measure is. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of power is more virtuous than 1,000 months. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. Therein descend the angels and the Holy Spirit, Jibra'il alayhi salam, by Allah's permission on every errand. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Peace, this till the rising of the dawn. The Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported that said that قد جاءكم رمضان شهر مبارك افترض الله عليكم صيامه تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة ويغلق فيه أبواب النار. That indeed the month of Ramadan has dawned upon you. It is a blessed month, a month in which Allah has made the fast obligatory. In it the gates of paradise are opened, and in it the gates of the fire of hell are firmly held shut. فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. In it there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Whomsoever is deprived of the virtue or the blessing or the goodly reward of this night is truly deprived. So Laylatul Qadr is the anniversary of the night when the first verses of the Holy Quran were revealed. It is described as the crowning glory of the month of Ramadan. It is the night of power, the night of honor, the night of spiritual determination, the night of spiritual bliss. Whomsoever is deprived of it, faqad hurim, he is certainly deprived of all good. This one majestic night alone, superior to 83 years and 4 months of ibadah. And the ulama have further defined this to be not just regular worship of 83 years and 4 months, but a continuous worship of the highest quality over 1,000 months, or you could say 30,000 days and 30,000 nights. And this was in response to the distress that the Sahaba expressed when they discovered that the nations of past lived for an extended period of time in which they devoted themselves to ibadah, to worship, and so felt that they would never have the opportunity of worshipping Allah as is His due. So these 30,000 days and 30,000 nights are afforded to us through the night of Qadr, the night of power. Ibn Abd al-Salam says in his Qawaid that the good deeds, the hasanat on that night, are better than 30,000 good deeds on any other. Abu Bakr al-Warraq said that Sulaiman alayhi salam's kingdom was 500 months. Dhul-Qarnayn's kingdom was 500 months as well. But Allah has made the deeds of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done during that night outweigh both kingdoms. So to put this into even clearer perspective, throughout that span, a practicing Muslim would accomplish at a minimum 147,654 farud salats, and the virtue of those salats are multiplied. They would accomplish 2,450 days of fasting in the month of Ramadan. This is what the night of Qadr is equivalent to. They would have performed 166 Eid al-Fitrs and Eid al-Adha with the virtue of those days. There would be 4,333 Jum'ah salats. That is the virtue of the one night of Qadr. Or 83 years worth of zakah and all the spiritual blessing afforded to. That is why Allah describes this as the night of measure. Because Allah in His power and wisdom measures accurately even the spiritual benefit of what is afforded to us through that night. And measure is power. All great civilizations have always aspired to measure everything. The modern Western world is obsessed with measurement. They measure everything. And as a consequence, they are afforded great power. You are able to define, you are able to anticipate as a consequence of measure. And the greatest error on the part of Muslims of old is that of teaching Western peoples mathematics before ethics. Mathematics is an Islamic science. It was afforded to Western peoples by Muslims. Arithmetic, algebra, trigonometry, calculus, these are Muslim sciences. And these sciences were transferred to the West through the great Islamic universities of Cordova, Toledo, Sevilla, Spain, North Africa, Cairo, Damascus, Baghdad. So our era was teaching them mathematics before ethics, because they abused that science, and we have the horror that has been the experience of millions of non-Europeans over the last 300 years. The reason I'm mentioning this is that measure means power, and Allah calls this the night of measure. Qadr means measure, hence His great power. But also the determination, the very specific determination of the merit of this night. 83 years, 4 months, 30,000 days, 30,000 nights. But it is a measure, the power, spiritual power, which we'll only fully understand in the Akhir. Laylatul Qadr is that one special night, a night more worthy of blessing from Allah than the blessing you would receive if you were to accomplish even what I've described now. It is even more virtuous. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِشَ Even better than what we've just described. Everything in creation, we know, has an appointed time. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِقَدَرٍ We've created everything in due measure. Everything has its appropriate time. The earth has its seasons. And different human affairs also have its best moments for execution. As the rainy season is suitable for farming, because it would be foolish to plant your seed when there is no rain. Similarly, for the attainment of nearness to Allah, for proximity to Allah, qurb ilallah, specific times, specific days, specific nights, measured times and dates and even places are most suitable. For example, the time of tahajjud salah in the most deep part of the night. The Friday, Jummah, amongst the days of the week. The month of Ramadan, the day of Arafah, the moment before breaking the fast, just before sundown. So also, the night of Qadr. This is marked as the most suitable night of mysterious spiritual merit by which we can attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone wants to be close to the beloved. Any object of love is something that we want to ever hold close to ourselves or ever reach out to. And Allah being the true beloved of the believer, this is the night in which the veils of the bride are removed. Laylatul Qadr is also a celebration to commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humanity. Amongst all the blessings we enjoy, food and the gifts of life and its joys, the greatest thing we are dependent on and the greatest gift is actually guidance. Having the capacity to distinguish right from wrong, and also the blessing of meaning and purpose. The modern world does a lot of frivolity, of entertainment, but it doesn't do meaning, it doesn't do purpose. And the night of Qadr is the night in which we are afforded the answers to those deep questions. We are given meaning, we are given purpose. And this directs us to achieving happiness. Happiness in this world, happiness eternally in the hereafter. So just as the arrival of a child is celebrated, and then every year thereafter, on its birthday, we remember the joys that the child brought. A bringer of joy, a promise of renewed life, which is really what a child is. Laylatul Qadr is a celebration, a bringer of light, a guidance for humanity, a life in eternity, and it is celebrated every single year. So unlike the birthday, which is celebrated with a feast for the senses, Laylatul Qadr includes a feast for the spirit. It's a feast of worship and prayer. And Laylatul Qadr, generally our ulama don't speak too much about. Unlike other aspects of Islam where there is an exhaustion of the inner dimensions of it and the deep significance of it, Laylatul Qadr, like a meal, is meant to be tasted and enjoyed. It is a feast. As regards when the night, the exact night of Qadr is, it's a mystery that has been kept hidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. And we are advised to journey, to seek this jewel as we would any other treasure. And the hadith indicate that it is to be sought in the last 10 nights of the nights of Ramadan, preferably in the last 3 odd nights. So Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the Apostle of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that taharraw laylatul qadr fil witr min al ashr al awakhir min Ramadan. That search for the blessed night of Qadr in the odd nights from amongst the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. There are many other hadith, but this one makes it easier and I think is most appropriate for our ummah in this last stage. Remember the old days we had the tape cassette players? And as it winds up towards the end, what happens? The wheels spin even faster. So as we're winding up human history, even the days seem to spin faster. Time seems to be shorter, and we are also weaker. So that is why you find this full spectrum of hadith, some describing any night in the year in which a Muslim should search for it. And this was for a certain type of spiritual strength and resilience that was displayed by Muslims of the past. Then some hadith describe that we should search for it throughout every night of the month of Ramadan. And that is for a different type of ummah with a less robust spiritual capacity. But for me and you, we have this hadith. Seek Laylatul Qadr, the last 3 nights of Ramadan. At least that we can do. And then for the really spiritually incompetent like myself, we're afforded the 27th night of Ramadan. So this is how we can reconcile those many ahadith. They're for different type of spiritual being. And Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. So it was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba to therefore perform the i'tikaf, and that is the purpose of the i'tikaf, so as not to miss that opportunity. Secluding oneself in the masjid for the whole time, offering any form of divine service, and that is service of the heart, during these last 10 days of Ramadan. The i'tikaf is intended to allow us to rediscover the virtues of the moments of quiet. The space required in running up to the cliff before you jump, hopefully to make it across. Without that space in which to contemplate and gain intellectual, and spiritual, and moral momentum, it's difficult to make the leap. Therefore, we find ourselves not able to progress throughout our lives. Aisha radiallahu anha is also reported to have said, I asked the Messenger of Allah, tell me, if I were to find the night of power, what should I recite? Upon which the Prophet of Allah advises her, amongst other things, to recite this. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fun. O Allah, you are forgiving. You are the essence of all forgiveness. You love to forgive. So please forgive me. Because irrespective as to how much we may try, we will always fall short of what is truly due to Allah by way of His glorification and service to Him. So we recognize our human imperfections and in it also Allah's perfection, especially His perfection of compassion. Mercy. The worship and the vigil of the night of Qadr are really a treat to the soul. The yearning heart melts into tears of firstly shukr, gratitude, but also our rebirth in Allah's compassion and His generosity. The body of the true seeker lapses into therefore the state of angelic ecstasy, fana and baqa, as the Sufis say. Self-negation and then living in eternity in the light of the divine. And the purified soul then stretches forward to attain communion with the divine, where lovers meet. This is really the symbolism that our ulama of past attributed to Laylatul Qadr. There's a secret map though that's been suggested by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, the great mentor of Imam Abu Hanifa. So people would know that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was a great-great-grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst the Ahlul Bayt, whom we love and revere. According to him, the night of Qadr will be on one of the following. So this was the little calculus that he suggested. He says that if the first day of Ramadan starts on Monday, then according to his spiritual calculus, the night of Qadr will be on the 21st of Ramadan. If the first day of Ramadan starts on Saturday, then the night of Qadr will be on the 23rd of Ramadan. If the first day of Ramadan starts on Thursday, then the night of Qadr will be on the 25th of Ramadan. If the first day of Ramadan starts on Tuesday or Friday, then the night of Qadr will be the 27th of Ramadan, and that's actually what has occurred in our moon sighting calculation of Australia. If the first day of Ramadan starts on Wednesday or Sunday, then the night of Qadr will be on the 29th of Ramadan. Now these are not a hadith, but this is from the tajraba, from the experience of the learned, and also the kashf of the awliya. So Maulana Abdul Hayy Farangi Mahalli, anyone who knows the history of Islam in India, many people forget that Muslims ruled over India for more than 1,000 years, from the 8th century all the way to 1857. So Maulana Abdul Hayy, a great alim of that land, has mentioned in his book that he has implemented this calculus of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and found them to be accurate within his spiritual experience. So a similar methodology to find Laylatul Qadr has also been mentioned by Sheikh Ibn al-Arabi. Everyone knows Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, one of the greatest minds of Islamic history. But Allah alone knows the true secret of this night. I'm going to conclude today's bayan with just this hadith. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says that he heard the blessed Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that indeed Jannah becomes perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. From the beginning of the year till the end, it is brightly decorated for the coming of this blessed month. And when the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the throne of Allah. It is called Muthira, and causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle and the door handles to sound, whereby they set off such a melodious sound as has never been heard by all creation. And then the Hurun Een, the maidens of paradise, more beautiful than your imaginings, step forth, and they appear in the center of the balconies of paradise, exclaiming, "Is there anyone begging of Allah for us, that Allah may join us to them in marriage?" And these damsels then call out, "O Ridwan, keeper of Jannah, what night is this?" He replies, "Labbaik, I am present. This is indeed the first night of Ramadan, when the doors of Jannah opened to those who observe the fast from amongst the Ummah of Muhammad." The Blessed Prophet of Allah then continued saying, Allah declares, "O Ridwan, open the doors of Jannah, and O Malik, keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam, for those who fast from among the Ummah of Ahmad. O Jibra'il, proceed to the earth and bind the rebellious shayateen. Put them in chains and cast them in the oceans, so that they may make no mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the Ummah of my beloved Muhammad. Allah commands a caller from the heavens to call out 3 times on every one of the nights of Ramadan. Is there anyone begging of me that I may grant him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me that I may turn in mercy to him? Is there anyone begging for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not diminish, and the one who duly fulfills without unjust deduction?" The Prophet of Allah then said, "Every day at the time of iftar, Allah sets free 1,000,000, in other words 1,000,000 souls from the fire of hell, all of whom had already earned entrance into hell through their wickedness. On the last night, Allah sets free as many as had been set free throughout the month of Ramadan. On the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah commands Jibra'il, his most honored of creation, to descend to the earth with a group of Malaika. They descend carrying green flags, which is then planted atop the Kaaba. Jibra'il himself has 100 wings, 2 of which are only spread out on this night. He spreads out these wings so that their width extends from the east to the west of all being. Jibra'il then sends out the angels on this night in all directions to recite salam, peace, upon each and every one they find in salah, sitting, standing, and even laying down. And celebrating the praises of Allah, they shake their hands, congratulating them, and say Ameen to their dua, to their supplications, all until dawn breaks. When dawn comes, Jibra'il calls out, 'Depart, O angels of Allah, depart.' The Malaika then inquire, 'O Jibra'il, but what did Allah do regarding the needs of the faithful ones from among the Ummah of Ahmad? Put before him.' Jibra'il replies, 'Allah looked at them with mercy and pardoned them all except 4 kinds of people.' Thereupon the Sahaba inquired, 'Who are those, O Prophet of Allah?' And the Prophet replied, 'They are the ones addicted to wine or intoxicants, those disobedient to their parents, those who sever ties from their relatives, and the Mushaheen.' We inquired, 'O Messenger of Allah, who are these?' Upon which he said, 'Those who harbor ill feeling in their hearts against their fellow brother Muslim.' And then the night of Eid al-Fitr, the night that is called Laylatul Ja'izah, prize giving, comes along. On the morning of Eid, Allah sends down the Malaika to all the lands of the earth where they take their positions on access roads, calling out with a voice that is heard by all except men and jinn. O Ummah of Muhammad, come forth from your homes towards a Lord that is noble and gracious, who grants much and pardons all sin. When they proceed towards their places of their Eid, Allah says, O my angels, what indeed is the reward of that employee who renders full service? Upon which the Malaika say, O our Lord and Master, it is only right that he should receive his reward in full for his service. Upon which Allah declares, I call you to witness, O my angels, that for their having fasted during the month of Ramadan, and for their having stood before me in prayer by night in Taraweeh, I have granted to them as reward my pleasure, and have granted them forgiveness. O my servants, ask now of me, for I swear by my honor and my greatness, that whatsoever you shall beg of me this day, in this assembly of yours, for the needs of the hereafter, I shall grant to you. And whatsoever you shall ask of your worldly needs, I shall look at you favorably and with wisdom. By my honor I swear, as long as you shall obey my commands, I shall ever cover your faults, especially in the day of judgment. By my honor and my greatness do I swear that I shall never disgrace you among the evil ones and the disbelievers. Depart now from here. You are forgiven. You have pleased me, and I am pleased with you.